Packman and Orson's Newsball Pod, where we go behind the scenes of our pupils' cool stories that they do outside of school. If you want to hear them.
Welcome back to Behind the News Board, the podcast where we uncover the stories behind the amazing achievements in our school community.
Today we're doing something a little different. We're joined by someone who works very hard behind the scenes to support so many students every day, our SEN leader, Mrs. Rumley Truman.
You might have seen her name on the news board recently because she was named Kent Pastoral and Wellbeing Teacher of the Year for her work at Maypole Primary School. That's an incredible achievement.
Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
So the news told us Mrs. Rumley Truman, our SEN leader, has been recognised as Kent Pastoral and Wellbeing Teacher of the Year for her hard work at Maypole Primary School. But that's just the headline, so we'll get behind the story now.
What was it like to receive that award? Were you surprised?
Yes, it was amazing to receive that award. It was the highlight of my career. And I was very surprised. I didn't know that the parents or children had nominated me. So I got a letter in the post. It was a big surprise.
What does pastoral and well-being really mean in practice?
It means making sure that school feels safe to every learner, that you're consistent and you always lead with care and empathy.
Can you tell us about a moment in your work that really sticks with you?
Yes, I can. I had a student who won't mind me mentioning them called Lauren. Lauren was looked after by people that weren't her family and was having a very tricky time and went through a lot of different things. Came homeless at a young age, and I recently was told that she'd been accepted into the police force and is doing really well. So that feels like a huge success story.
How did your colleagues and students react when they heard the news?
My students all wanted to come to the party, which they weren't allowed to. And my colleagues were lovely, because to get the award, you have to have written evidence from your colleagues that what the parents and children say are true. So they all had written some evidence as well. So they were super supportive.
It's a shame we couldn't bring them all along.
It is. I'm sure they would have loved to join the podcast.
Looking after well-being must take a lot of patience and creativity. Where does your passion for helping students come from?
I always use the same quote that I think everywhere I go, which is that every child deserves to feel the centre of someone's world. And I think that being in pastoral care is a huge responsibility, but a huge privilege as well. And knowing that every day when you turn up to work matters really sort of fuels my fire to support. And I would like to think that I'm sort of rewriting the education system one sort of support at a time.
Lots of people don't always see the behind the scenes work teachers do. What's one thing you wish everyone understood about supporting students with SEND?
Oh, that's such a good question. Oh, that's really multifaceted. What do you wish everyone knew about supporting students with SEND? Can I give two?
Sure.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
One, how much of your personal character gets brought into it. It's not a job that you can just switch off at 4 o'clock. Like, I think of my students on the way home, when I'm at home, on the way back to school. You never stop caring, you can't switch that off. So I think it's a role where it's always part of your character as well. And two, that it's not just about care. There's a lot of work and structure and thought and technique and strategies that go into it. It's not just about making the day easier. There's a lot of expertise, you know, as well, and it works if you implement them.
So let's talk a little bit about everyone else, but how then would you look after your own well-being?
Oh, that's a good one. How do I look after my own well-being? Well, my favourite hobbies are musicals, so I listen to lots of musical music, which my husband hates. I love horse riding. That's my like passion outside of school. So I might go on a hack, look after horses, and just walk to the countryside and like roast dinner at a pub. is like happiness and well-being for me. So it's making sure that I still do the things that make me smile outside of school.
If there was a Hogwarts house for just for well-being, which house would you be head of?
Oh, that's really tough. I think I'm a little bit like Harry. I think I'm half Slytherin and half Gryffindor. The reason for that, you have to have quite a lot of fight and strength to be a Senko and safeguarding lead, because it's not easy. So you have to have a bit of the Slytherin in you to like persevere and keep going. But I always fight for the underdog, so I think that's Gryffindor. So maybe I'd choose Harry and I'd be told Slytherin, but I'd go for Gryffindor.
Some people say pastoral care is like chess, always thinking two moves ahead. Do you feel like a well-being grandmaster sometimes?
I think that's a brilliant analogy, whoever came up with that, Orson. Yes, I do. I can't actually play chess, but the well-being chess, I think I might be world champion.
Balancing leadership, teaching and well-being support must be a challenge. What's the most rewarding part of your role at school?
Oh, the students, 100%. It sounds soppy, but you can't help but care for them so much. And I love the small, big wins. So if a student, you know, manages to advocate for himself and tell me that their support isn't right, or they talk to one new person in that day, it like makes your week. Just seeing them have these small, big wins, it makes everything worth it.
I was going to ask about your hobbies and what do you enjoy outside of school, but you did cover a little bit of that, which is absolutely okay. So maybe, Orson, maybe we move towards the quick fires.
Yep. Okay, time for some fun. We've got a mix of slightly cheeky questions and quick fire ones ready. Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
If well-being was a superpower, what would your superhero name be?
It would be, oh, that's really tough. Romney Truman. Resilient Romney Truman.
Which school resource is most important, the photocopier or the kettle?
I don't like instant coffee. I use a coffee machine, so the printer, photocopier.
If you could ban one thing from schools forever, what would it be?
Bad teachers.
Do you have a massive family? Is that why you're so good at well-being?
No, I don't, but I want a massive family.
Be honest, did you bribe the judges with biscuits to win the award?
I can confirm I did, yes.
Mrs. Romney Truman, it's clear from your award and your words today that supporting students' well-being makes a huge difference.
Well, I think we'd like to both thank you for joining us and sharing your story. And congratulations again on being recognised as Kent Pastoral and Wellbeing Teacher of the Year.
Thanks for listening to Behind the News Board. Join us next time as we share another story from our school community.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That was so...